KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how are we doing? It's an F-Yeah
Friday. Scared the crap out of me.
On The Usual Suspects.
Was it louder than normal?
I just like when he's in a good mood, but I wasn't expecting that.
It's a double coffee good mood.
Oh, I noticed that. No. You're uppity.
He's going to be extra today.
Well, I would prep. If you get a chance during a break, you'd probably want to warn Lisa, because when the crash hits, it's going to be a mighty crash.
Does coffee make you poot?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I don't think so.
You don't know?
Well, we'll test it out today.
We'll find out.
I look forward to making you a crash test dummy and seeing how this works out, but I don't think so.
All right.
But I'm living on caffeine today, so we have that. In the middle of the night last night, which my wife, I've told you, has a knack for not giving a rat's ass how many times she wakes me up post 2 a.m., for the third time this morning, woke me up to let me know that two of our dogs decided to have at each other.
They had sex?
Nope.
Oh, they fought.
They were fighting a little bit.
Oh, well, it could have been just angry sex. You don't know.
And I don't know how Nora is, but Lisa's one of these, when something's bothering her or something's like gotten a wrinkle in her schedule.
Yeah.
It's deep, loud sighs and oh my God, and talking to herself
until
out
you
loud.
Ask about it.
And I'm trying to
she wants
sleep.
You to ask
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. Well, so then, and then Joel, and I'm like, I'll fake the what? But I heard the whole thing, and I'm like, what? And she's like, Buddy and Charlie went at it. I'm like, they went at it?
Oh,
she's
gay.
She's like, you can still feel some of the Charlie's neck is wet because Buddy could have actually Buddy could have broken Charlie's neck, and now his eye is bleeding and he can't see. I go, how do you know he can't see?
Sounds like my prom night.
So I'm sure that whoever that lucky gentleman was.
No, she broke my neck. See what she did there? See? Very good. I like that.
But so I get up, look at Charlie. Charlie's the smaller. Buddy's the pit bull. Nick knows the pit bull. And Charlie is a smaller terrier mix.
But so that was the big underdog right there, the terrier
mix.
Yeah,
but Charlie's the meanest of all of our dogs.
Without a doubt.
And he starts it. So I look at Charlie. Yeah, he's got a little bit of a cut in the corner right by his eye. His eye is red, but he's letting me pet him. I'm touching the ear. There's no around his eye. No problem. And she's like, well, maybe you should take him to the emergency room. And I go, I'm not doing that. No way.
No.
She goes, well, then at 7 a.m., why don't you get up and take him to the vet? And I go, we'll see how it is. So I got to deal with until she leaves the house. Then I'm like, I try to go back to sleep. Now I'm just laying there going, I can't even go back to sleep now. And at 7 a.m., I looked at it. I was not red anymore. Scab around the eye already forming. And then she called like right at 7 a.m. I'm like, he's fine. I'm just like, that just screwed up. I didn't get it. So I'm double coffeeing and.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun night.
Boy. You know.
Almost as fun as if I would have. You know, I actually took your advice last night.
Oh. Well, that would be the first in two
years.
You're
absolutely right. I passed on watching the Rocket game.
Good,
and
smart
hit record
man.
Before I went to bed, woke up, saw the score, and went,
nope.
Yep, didn't miss anything there.
Ain't watching that. All you got to do is look at one of the highlights of Rudy Gobert slapping the mess out of something on the scores table, getting ejected, and that was the best part of the game, apparently.
Or getting a foul called with 1 second.
1 second into the game.
Yeah.
And they said it was because he talked mess
targeted.
About the referees the previous game in Miami, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah, he
and
got
so they
fined
said, yeah,
15
you,
grand because he talked about the refs. And don't tell me for an instant that wasn't intentional. When in the history of basketball, let alone the NBA, have you seen a foul called on a jump ball with 1 second going in the game?
It's like, all right, say something again, jerk.
Picked up his second foul less than 3 minutes into the game.
And got tossed. So.
Yeah. So that was all intentional.
Call and look, it even it now, buddy boy. Such,
it did him all so good. I mean, yeah, well, with Gobert were, out, it was easy to score.
Boy.
For the Jazz.
Ugly. I'm excited. I have non-sports news.
Please.
This weekend. In fact, today, I'm going to have to leave at 3:45, so y'all are on your own for the last segment.
But, Nick and I will be able to handle garden talk.
Yeah, we should do all lawn talk for that segment.
There's no not we in this.
Yeah, no. We're gonna encourage everyone to call. Save your lawn talk for 3:45, the last segment, and
I
call
love
the
suspects.
Show.
You will not get on the air.
Wow.
You will not
You're
get on the air.
You're just gonna be like that with them.
If right they want to talk Nick Texans, sure.
You know,
Rockets,
I
sure.
I recall a discussion where you were turning over a new leaf to be the man of the people, and now you're just crapping on all the suspects.
I'm okay with being mean to suspects who want to talk about lawn talk. Everybody else, I want
to
be nice to.
If I had the ability, that means all Nick, the suspects. To add production you're going to be mean. To your comments.
That's not true.
I would be playing I've Got the Power right now by Snap. Because
I should.
You said, basically, we're not taking
calls
on
that. I'm the gatekeeper here,
yeah.
Sir.
You basically hate all the listeners because they all
not.
Want lawn talk.
I do not.
Everyone except Pink Valkyrie. Everyone else
big
is
fan
down.
Of Pink Valkyrie. I don't hate anybody.
And she's the only one I've ever seen talk blasphemy about lawn talk.
Not true.
So anyways, I digress. I am in Dallas this weekend featuring for Christopher Kid Reed. If you don't know who that is, I will point you in the direction of Kid and Play, who Nick had no idea.
Nope.
But
Kid
when you
Play
told me
was.
House Party,
I
I'm
said
like,
that.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So he's, and people always get like, whenever you reference Kid and Play, I noticed this. I was going to ask him about this. I won't, but I want to. But you ever notice that when you're like, oh, you know, I used to have hair like Kid, and it never fails. People go, was that the light-skinned one?
Yeah. Like, no one knows which one's Kid and which one's Play.
I told one of my buddies, like, oh, yeah, I'm featuring this weekend for Kid of Kid and Play. He's like, that's the light-skinned one, right? Like, they don't know. That's how they refer to Kid and Play. The light-skinned one or the dark one? That's it. That's Kid and Play. They could have just been called the light-skinned one and the dark one instead of Kid and Play, and it would have been just as good.
And regardless of which one they know and which one they don't, or they can tell them apart,
the hair.
Inevitably, once the conversation comes up, everybody at the end is going, ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Absolutely. That is the except jam. Nick. Yeah, except Nick, who couldn't name another Kid and Play song.
I'm the worst. Nick? I'm the worst about that. You have to reference movies or a show for me to like remember people's names.
As much as you had immersed yourself in hip hop culture, I figured you would have known that. So I'm just sorry. I was a little disappointed.
Lo siento.
But that's pretty cool. And then so I'm featuring for him tonight and tomorrow night. And then I'm at the Improv on Sunday. But then next week, I go back to Plano, and I'll be headlining the Hyenas in Plano on Friday. And then I'm featuring for Jeremy Piven.
Oh, man. Ari Gold.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Ari Gold.
Okay. I'm featuring for him on Friday. I mean, Saturday at the Hyenas in Plano. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. So back-to-back weeks of, you know. Pretty cool names. Pretty cool. I've never watched Entourage. I won't tell him
Oh, my God. Love it.
I won't tell him
it's
that.
It's my favorite show. I told you that.
Yeah. I won't tell. I'm probably binge watch like an episode or a season just so I can get his references.
When I was at the Rockets, a lot of my buddies at the Rockets used to call me Ari.
Oh, really?
Because I kind of, well, not HR friendly, but I had a tendency to. But yeah, that I loved his character, and I've always been a fan of his work. I didn't know that he was doing stand-up.
Yeah, in fact, he's doing all three of those. I think he's coming to the Improv at some point. So
we got to have that one. You always get the good. Get him in here. That would
I'll
be fantastic.
I'll try to do that if he's coming down. In fact, next week when I'm there, I will talk to him because Andy Huggins and I did a gig, and when we were doing it, I was mentioning to him that I was featuring for Jeremy, and he said, oh, I think he's at the Improv pretty soon, so maybe he'll let you feature for him again.
That's awesome.
So that would be cool. We'll see.
Very cool. Now, I'm not going to go get coffee for him or ask him to sign a poster, but...
be like, will you sign my chest?
Yeah, no, none of that, but...
No?
No.
Okay.
No, and that's
maybe bring an
that, that's reference to some other people in town, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, I'll fill you.
Oh,
do we have a comedian of the week?
Oh, yeah,
do. Good call, Nick.
Victor
Speaking
Tran, Vic, my buddy Victor Tran, and I say that I don't say that often about comedians that we featured, but Victor and I started around the same time as well. And I think the world of his abilities on stage and him as a writer, because he's very smart. He's actually some of the jokes that I do now in my feature set and headliner set, he punched up and gave me ideas for and how to make them better. So I think the world of Victor, and I found one of his videos. So we're going to feature him this week at VictoriousBIG93 on Twitter.
So 115, 215, 315, we'll get some of his work on the air for you. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot going on. And, of course, the HRNP listener line is warmed up, ready to go, 713-780-3776. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, and at Barry is funny.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff coming up this week this weekend that we're going to get to, including Texans and Colts. And if you want to get some action on that, let me tell you what, right now you need to go log into MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Get your account set up in advance for this weekend and for the rest of the NFL season and beyond, because MyBookie is the online destination for action on any game. If you want it, they can do it. It's out there. They have it. They run the gamut on what you can get action on at MyBookie. And look, they're safe. They're reliable. They've been doing this for years, so this isn't something new to them. They're not some fly-by-night company that comes in and does this for a little while and goes away. They've been around for a while, and it's why I recommend them, and it's why I like them, not only just because they're safe and they've been there, but because when you win, you're going to get your money from them. They pay you. A lot of these companies, they make it difficult, more so than it needs to be, to get paid by them. So that's why MyBookie.ag is great. When you win, you get paid. That's important. They have in-game live betting. So if you miss the beginning of something but you want to get action in the middle of the game, you can do that at MyBookie. They've got player perks to get involved with. They've got you can even bet on the over-under on fantasy points that a player will score each weekend or each week or each game. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can get into with MyBookie. Check it out, MyBookie.ag. Go sign up now before the weekend gets started. And when you do sign up, use promo code RADIO, and they'll match your first deposit 50%. So you put in $500, they'll match it with $250 more. That's promo code RADIO. Get that 50% match. Super easy to get started. Just go to MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
My dad has been trying to get cool with me. He's like one of those guys, right? Like, he calls me bro every time I see him. I walk in the house, he's like, hey, what's up, brother? How's it going, bro, right? I was like, yeah, you impregnated my mom 3 times, all right? Bros don't do that, usually. So, I'll never forgive you, I don't think.
Hey, there you go. Welcome back to the show on an F Yeah Friday. F for funny when you're talking about our comedian of the week, Victor Tran. Barry gave you a little backstory in the first segment, and there you are with the first clip. And we will also have clips 215 and 315 from Victor Tran.
So yesterday we talked about the reporter from, not reporter, but the studio, what's her name from Fox?
Patty Smith?
Nope.
Oh. From I Fox. Really thought that's where you were going. Patty Smith, the ex-Fox Sports Southwest reporter.
What was it?
Carissa Thompson. We had Carissa a great
Thompson.
Show yesterday.
Yeah. Carissa Thompson. Yeah, yesterday was a fun show, even though we were on remote.
Been good like that. Yeah.
Carissa Thompson, yep. You know, those we found out about the videos, and I'm sure they were released before that. But in the interest of research, I went to that website after Nora went to bed.
smart move.
Really, so there's more than just the two videos that were right in the link.
Someone had said there were like FYI. Five, right?
And she's really into that. Like, she sent whoever this was for a lot of videos. But I didn't just stop there, because I'm a journalist and I do my research.
A journalist.
Investigative reporting.
Yes. Okay.
A journalist. Digging deep.
I like that description.
Yes.
So... took a gander around the site, and boy, there's been a lot of celebrity iClouds that have been hacked. It's not like the Fappening on that site, but there were some freaky videos.
Don't you remember that was a big thing?
The Fappening, yeah.
Is that what they called it?
That's what it was called. There was two versions of it, too. It happened twice. There was a really big one where that was when, what's her name, the soccer goalie.
Oh, Hope Solo?
Yeah, that's
wasn't
when...
Isn't Jennifer Lawrence in one?
Jennifer Lawrence, that was
they said
all...
that was Photoshopped. They Photoshopped...
Which one? Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, that stuff on
say,
her face.
The Hope Solo was...
Is not... what we were told.
Really?
By listeners.
Are you guys a yay or nay on Hope Solo?
I'm a no.
I think she's pretty face.
I mean...
I've heard that if just... you've seen the videos, it will change your mind and maybe turn your stomach. I just think she has a pretty face.
Okay.
Nick, yay or nay?
I'm trying to remember how she looks like.
Look her up.
Nah, she's. I mean, she's all right.
You ever seen like? try not to be ignorant.
Okay, just go on with the rest of your story.
try not
then,
to be ignorant right now. Okay, I won't do it.
Yeah, just go on. We'll try to be nice.
But no, I was just saying. I just did, you know, my due diligence as a journalist and as a man of the people and my job and.
So what did you stumble upon that caught your interest?
I'm just saying. There's a lot more than just that. Ooh. On what was it called? The celebrity site?
Oh, you know.
Let me look at my history.
Oh, you know. Yeah, don't soft sell it. Like, I can't remember it because I didn't stay on the site that long.
Premier Celeb or something like that?
I really don't remember the site. I was just happy to see the link because I just saw the link that Joel added.
And when I saw it, and that's why I said I had to ask you guys if there's any way possible that's not her because I said from the get-go, she's a pretty lady.
I'm not an expert at Photoshop and video editing and stuff like that, but I think that's her.
I think
there's no denying it.
It's 1,000% her.
Yeah.
Because the videos, there's nobody, I don't think, that's going to take the time.
Can we agree
to put
she's
something
hot?
Like that. Oh.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And got a little freak in her because literally every video she's like, I have to be quiet. They're right next door.
Yep.
They're right next door. And then when she would get done doing what she's doing, she'd be like, call me.
So do you think that's Jay Will?
I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I don't know.
It's fun to speculate.
I feel bad for, I think somebody said, maybe you said it on air, but the first person to reach out was Aaron Andrews.
Yes, I said that, yeah.
Because I was telling my wife, and then I got to thinking about this. I was talking to my wife about it because she didn't know about it, and I was telling her, and I was like.
Did you tell her you haven't looked at the videos?
Oh, no, I told her I watched them. Right. I told her I watched them. But I'm like, I asked her, would she ever make videos like that for me? And immediately she's like, hell no. And I appreciate that. On a lot of different levels, because here's the thing, and I know we don't have a lot of listeners that are ladies that are female, but y'all have to stop doing this. Stop making these videos for your man, because it's never going to end well. Either someone's going to steal your phone and post them, someone's going to hack your iCloud, or when you and your man break up and you've pissed him off, or he's mad at you for whatever reason.
Yeah, he's putting you on blast.
He's going to post them. Stop sending these videos and pictures and don't think that you're going to get him back. Because here's the deal. You're like, oh, okay, well, I have D-pics. I'll post a penis pic of him. The chances are that if a man sent you a D-pic, he wanted you to see it and he's proud of it. And if you posted it, he would appreciate that. Because no dude with
unless
inadequate equipment.
Unless you're Brett Favre.
No dude with a small penis is sending a D-pic, okay? So that's the only one that you could really get if you posted one of his pictures. So stop doing this. Like, you're just subjecting yourself ultimately to something like this.
I don't endorse any of the comments that Barry Laminack just said. If you want to record yourself naked on a cell phone,
don't put
Snapchat,
your ham sandwich on
whatever,
there and send it out. No.
Whatever. Do your thing. Do whatever you want.
No, why?
Do it on a secure platform like Snapchat.
Oh, you think people can't screenshot that?
Snapchat is secure. You'll never get caught on Snapchat.
Child, please. There was actually a picture of a wrestler with a three-way with two other chicks on that website.
Snapchat is literally the worst
and
platform
from,
to do that on.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, you couldn't tell Snapchat. You, of all people, couldn't tell the sarcasm coming from Nick there?
No, I couldn't. But it was from Snapchat. I was like, oh, she's a wrestler. Oh, well, she looks like she just got pinned right there because that by a tag team. There was three of them going. And it was weird because it was her and two other chicks, and then she starts off her little Snapchat message with three triangles. I was like, I see what you did there.
I think this should...
But stop doing it, ladies. Don't.
No, or you keep doing it, but do it like on tape. That way it won't be on the cloud or nobody can hack it. Do it like on like a digital like memory card.
No.
Like get a camcorder.
If you're doing it,
don't
record it at all. Just do it live.
It's because you have
Bill
it.
O'Reilly.
You're recording it on the phone. People can hack a
the
phone.
The reason they're doing it is so that their man has something and they're in like a long distance relationship.
I get that.
But don't.
I'm saying just
don't. Buy him a Skype him
and do it.
Well, they can probably record that too.
You can hack.
You can record.
Yeah, you can record on Skype.
And you can absolutely. Hack it.
I'm saying, like, buy him a Pornhub account or something. Don't subject yourself.
No, see, that's
to
the
that.
Whole thing.
No,
they want
don't
to
do
see
that.
The person they're in the relationship with.
No,
so
well,
that they
come
don't
home.
Have to look at Pornhub.
Ladies, don't do it.
Record it on tape.
It's
on
bad.
Tape. Something tangible.
What are you gonna send your man a VHS?
I mean, that way no one can hack into it.
Just look right at him and said it too. I can't believe you, man. You're fired up today too.
Yeah, y'all both are.
That's wild to me, man. That's wild. Don't do it, ladies. Don't, not on a VHS, not on a memory card. No, don't put it on film, period. It's not worth it. It's totally not worth it. That's what I had that discussion with Nora, and I was glad that she said no, because you know why? I never have to worry about one day when someone Googles Barry Laminack wife, boop, there's the video. Never have to worry about that, because that is not her style. Thank goodness. Also, stop Googling Barry Laminack wife. It's creepy. I had somebody tell me that.
People do that.
They told me, they were like, oh, Barry, I was going to look you up to find a video of one of your sets before I came to your show. And Google, I typed in Barry Laminack and Google finished it with wife, like the first suggestion. I was like, I know, it's creepy. I don't know why. That's just weird.
Yeah, Lisa Hernandez's husband.
That's great.
Yeah. It is creepy, though, because I've had people that have sent me messages going, hey, I Googled and found out who you're married to and said, don't.
No, don't.
Good Lord, just listen to the show. You'll get all the details you need and no more.
That's right. That's right.
Man. Okay, so we've got a lot to get to. We're going to get to our picks at some point this week, too, because we've got NFL picks to get to. Not much on the college front, but we'll get to that. We'll get to the Rockets game. We'll get to a lot of things to set you up for your weekend. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a while. Hey, if you got a leak in your roof or you're just looking at or thinking about replacing the roof on your house, I've got the perfect company for you, because Fitz Roofing is a locally owned and operated company that's solely focused on Houstonians. It's not like these storm chasers and deposit thieves that come into town, tell you they're going to do a great job on your roof, get your cash up front, and then skip on you. Fitz Roofing is planted in this community. They are part of Houston, and they want you to realize that that's just another reason why you should go with them. You can check them out at fitzroofing.com, or you get a free no obligation inspection by just calling 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001, and they'll be at your door to check out your roof, tell you what they can do, and then go away until you call them back and say, yeah, we'd love to do some work with you. And I'm telling you, what I said was exactly true. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company, which only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to attain that elite status. They got it, and they use CertainTeed Shingles, so you know the work is going to be great and the product is going to last. That's why I tell you to check out Fitz Roofing. Again, call them 832-521-3001 or Fitz Roofing. Roofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F. Yeah, Friday. F for funny, F for fun, F for football, lots of things.
F for freedom, too. December 7th, it is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Okay, you're right.
Thank you.
A day that will live in infamy.
Yeah, thank you to all the men and women, if you're out there listening, that fought in World War II.
Absolutely.
And, one of those days you hate to be reminded of because of the tragedy that it was, but a day nonetheless that I think the quote was they woke the sleeping giant.
Oh, I thought the quote you were going to use was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
No. They woke the sleeping giant.
There's another movie that I would bet you Nick hasn't seen.
Oh, no doubt.
Nick, have you seen Animal House?
I believe so, if you remind me what it's about. She tell me.
John Belushi. Oh, you should. Frat House.
Animal House. Google.
So there's this frat called Lambda Lambda Lambda. And they are competing with a bunch of other frats, and they're like all nerds.
No.
Do you remember it?
No.
That was Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm not a big fan of movies from the 70s.
That wasn't Animal House. That was Revenge of the Nerds. I was trying to see if you'd catch on to that.
Romance comedy, 1978. Nope. Did not watch it.
Filmed on the campus.
It's called a romance comedy?
Yeah, I don't know how they get the romance
no.
in there.
No. Well,
according to the Googles, it might be wrong.
Animal House is not a rom-com. No. Sleepless in Seattle is a rom-com.
Yes.
I would not say that those two are the same thing. No way. Mm-mm. Good movie, though. I'm going to see it one day.
You know where it was filmed? On the campus of the University of Oregon.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yep.
I did not know that.
A good movie there.
Yeah.
All right, so did you guys watch football game last night?
I did watch that game.
How about Derrick Henry? Boy, we were wrong on the score.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, my spreadsheet said 38.
Yeah.
It was 30-9. So
38?
My spreadsheet said 38. What did I tell you yesterday? I said the over-under.
Did you say that? Did he say that? I thought it was
lower
than that.
Go back and listen. Yeah. I said the over-under was 37. My spreadsheet says 38.
Wow.
My spreadsheet said, what did I tell you, 20-19.
Oh, your spreadsheet said Derrick Henry was going to have 48 fantasy points, too.
But my spreadsheet said 38. So
that's impressive.
I know that it was lying because it said 20-19, or 20-18. Still, I tell you what, as good as the Jags defense has looked at times this year, they couldn't have looked any worse.
Okay, let me ask
last
you this.
Night.
They couldn't have looked any worse in the first 3.5 quarters, or they couldn't have looked any worse in the fourth quarter when they were just so jacked up and celebrating every time they stopped Derrick Henry
from getting his fifth
touchdown.
Yeah.
That shows you just how out of whack that locker room is.
They were pumped about stopping Deion Lewis twice at the goal line, who was not a goal line runner. And Derrick Henry, nice enough to come out of the game to let Lewis get a touchdown, even though he didn't. But I tell you what, man, Derrick Henry, where was this all year, first of all? What the hell? I expected stuff like this from him. Not 238 yards, obviously.
Well, I was listening to Charlie on the way in.
But those stiff arms and stuff, that's what you expect to see from him.
But Tennessee's not giving him the ball enough either. He was averaging about 10 carries a game until last week or 2 weeks, in the last 2 weeks.
They finally snapped and figured it out.
Just give him the ball.
Yeah.
This dude is a freak of nature. Anybody that's had him from Alabama on says, and you can see, like, you know how they do the picture of Aaron Judge standing next to Altuve? They do the backfield picture where they have Derrick Henry standing next to Lewis. It's seriously the same thing. He is a monster of a man with, like, halfback, really good running back skills and speed and athleticism.
He's got some speed, yeah. That's the surprising part to me.
Well, the Titans kind of went in with the mentality that since Deion Lewis is a catch and run option, that like he can catch and he can run, and Derrick Henry is more of a pure running back, that he would get slightly more reps than Derrick Henry. But now that Derrick Henry was able to perform, I guess they're like, you know what, maybe we should.
Yeah.
Just because Derrick Henry can't catch doesn't mean he shouldn't be getting more reps.
He is a beast. But here's the thing, as impressive as Derrick Henry was, the thing that stuck out to me the most was just what an embarrassment the Jacksonville Jaguars defense is. Because they were a sieve all night long. The tackling, great run. Tied Dorsett for the longest run from scrimmage in the history of the NFL, 99 yards. Never should have happened.
No.
After the stiff arm, three other guys had a chance to just go for his legs.
Boye, by the way, on the call all night, Joe Buck kept calling him Boye.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I was like, oh, you're driving me nuts with
that. I love Joe Buck otherwise, but yeah.
We all say Boye.
You know I hate Joe
Buck.
Yeah,
I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but I'm just saying, tackle somebody. But then, after you got completely Mack trucked in that run and several other times, he had another like 50-plus run. But then you look at late in the game, because they were able to stop him from getting his fifth touchdown, it's flexing by Ramsey and guys doing like dances and pointing to the sidelines. It's like, dude, point to the scoreboard and take it in the shorts.
It's 30-9. Why are you flexing?
Man.
Why are you celebrating? Why are you jumping around like this? Like you just saved the game.
We may have Keenan McCardle back as a regular next year because I don't know how Doug Marrone survives this.
I was going to say, you know, you said that the Jacksonville defense was bad. And they looked bad this week. I don't think that's a bad defense when you consider what they did to a really good Colts offense a week ago. I think they just had a bad week, and Derrick Henry went off, because otherwise, I mean, Mariota had a horrible game. He didn't need to have a good game, but 18 to 24, 162 yards,
right,
and an interception. That's not great. That's why, I mean, but that offense is god awful to me. Their Jacksonville's defense is fine. They just got caught on a they got exposed for the night, and Derrick Henry just went off. But that offense is atrocious.
It really is.
And I feel bad, because I do think, and I'm not just saying this because Keenan's a friend of the show, I think they've got some talent over there at wide receiver. Not, I mean, there's no world beaters over there, but they've got some guys that can get the job done. I mean, and all that said, Westbrook still had 88 yards.
I was going to say, that's a guy that Keenan's personally developed. So from the standpoint of coaching and what Keenan's been able to do, I give him credit. He's developed their receivers nicely, even after Hearn left and a lot of the turnover that they've had. But overall, I mean, there's a team that was winning at the half in the AFC Championship game a year ago. They were favored to get back there again this year. Yeah. And to say it was disappointing is one thing, but then to see...
Didn't Romo pick them in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Packers and Jags, huh?
Yeah. Boy, Tony's a hell of an analyst. I'm just saying, it's one thing to have an off year. Breaks didn't go your way. Injuries, Fournette was in. But when you see that kind of stuff...
Hey, Leonard Fournette was healthy in this game. He had 36 yards rushing.
Does he not look like he put on about 30 pounds?
I don't know what his deal is, but I did warn you, this Tennessee Titans defense is really good. They've been good all year. They've given... I think they're like top five in points allowed. That is a stout defense. If they got any kind of offense, if they continue to run the ball like that, they'll be fine.
Adoree Jackson was a hell of a draft pick, too.
Yeah, but that Jacksonville offense against that Tennessee defense, it showed how bad and good both sides were.
And Kessler made some good throws, but overall, some good throws.
Hard to ain't throw getting it from down your back.
Yeah, with that whole offensive line and everything that they had going for them, that was... If you're looking at that team, there's no way anybody should have thought at any point, and no one expected it, but there's no way that team should even be considered a 500 team, let alone... That's why I think they've got too many problems. I don't know how Doug Marrone survives that.
They got gifted 2 points by that returner. What's his name?
You just fall on the ground at the one instead of trying to dance out of it.
Was it Jennings that did that?
No, it was number 17, right?
Was it Jackson or Batson? Cameron Batson?
Yeah, it's Batson, yep.
Boy, he gifted him. He gifted him the 2 points, the safety, when he muffed it. And then he runs backwards. Don't run backwards in the end zone, bro. Just fall
down.
That's
what I'm saying. It was just stupid.
What on earth are you doing? But, I mean, so they got that, or this is a 30-7 ball game right at the over-under number. But, man, it wasn't a pretty game. It was great to watch Derrick Henry go off. But other than that, it was not a very entertaining game.
No, it was a tough watch. And then when I flipped over... I was like, nah.
Not watching this.
No, not after the first, 30 seconds, and we already had Rudy Gobert in foul trouble and everything like that. And I was like, no. And then when I woke up to see the score, I was like, oh, God, I'm glad I didn't watch that. I watched highlights, but the Rockets are a mess right now, too.
Yeah.
So,
did you watch either of these games, Nicholas?
Yeah, I did. I went back and forth. Well, I didn't go back and forth because the football game was
on first. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was watching it. I mean, I was out with friends, but I was watching it. I did not like what I saw from the Rockets game at all.
I was going to say, because you might be the only one on this crew of three that watched.
What a blessing that was a TNT late start that wasn't on TNT here, because of the fact that they forced you to watch AT&T Sportsnet, because the Rockets are on the national schedule too much, so they have the ability to do that for a select number of games, and last night was one of them. But thank God it started at 9:30, because that was just atrocious.
Chan just sent us a tweet that he tagged us on. The Tennessee Titans have responded to a tweet from Darren Revelle.
Yeah.
Darren Revelle tweets out, "Please don't call that one of the best runs in NFL history. If you call it anything, call it one of the worst tackling jobs." Speaking of the Derrick Henry 99-yard run, to which the Tennessee Titans Twitter account responded with, "Shut up, nerd." Hashtag tighten up.
If you know anything about Darren Revelle, he'll go after that guy or whoever the person responsible for the Titans were. He is the most childish, cheap guy. Like, anybody that's ever taken a shot at him on Twitter or otherwise, he's gone after them for like their job and... Oh, he's petty that way.
See, to me, if you're going to say something like that, you know you're going to piss off Titan fans. So you're doing it for the
responses and clicks.
Yeah, so you got what you wanted. You just got it from the big dog in Titan Nation. The Titans account itself.
Yeah, don't go Chad Shanks in anybody now because right. Someone had some fun with the Titans.
I loved it. That's hilarious. I'm glad Chan tagged us on that because that's really funny.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Someone had sent me that, and I was like, man, Darren Revelle deserves it because Darren Revelle literally has. You can Google it and find out how many different times if someone kind of challenges him on Twitter,
he goes after him,
and it's not just about blocking him. He goes like too far.
Like tries to get people
get
fired
him in trouble
stuff?
And yeah, and
what just, a baby.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
What a I mean, because one, do you agree or disagree? Was it if you had to pick, was it a great run or was it just a poor tackling job by the Jags? If you had to pick,
I think it's a combination.
Nope, you only can pick one.
Oh, I think it's a great run just because of the power and force of the stiff arms and the way he just Tecmo Bowl, and it was like.
Yeah.
He was just pounding the hell
Somebody's going to make that video. Watch.
Yes.
But if you think about it, a good run, like a good stiff arm like that can make somebody look like a bad tackler.
Sure.
And now I will say this. Bouye kind of gave up on the play, if you notice, once he got stiff armed. Now, he was there at the end, but he kind of was loafing for about 25, 30 yards after he picked himself up off the turf. I got to give it to him, man, because I think if he's not running the way he runs and stiff-arming the way he's stiff-armed, they'd probably get him down or get him out of bounds. Just if he's just running a straight-ahead runner, you got to give him the credit for that, man. That was a great run. So
no doubt about it. Sorry, Barry, because I normally just look at the deleted items, but when I flip back, I see this text. Just want to make sure you know. Someone decided to point out, the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, ding-dong. The Japanese did. You think I didn't know that? Ooh. I was quoting a line from Animal House, ding-dong.
Wow.
Have a good weekend, Twinkie. Jeez, you guys come on, man.
Yeah, if you're going to be
you're
critical.
You're better than that.
Someone just said, Barry, shut up.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the same guy. No, it was different guys. Oh, okay. I see what that was about. Barry, shut up. Don't ruin this for men. Because I was telling women not to put videos of their private.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. But you were trying to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, I got
hating on me.
No, I mean I'm trying to help the people. That's all. I'm just trying to help the ladies. Now I'm going to help the dudes because I'm going to tell you to call Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry because you're going to look like a hero this holiday season, man. You have heard me talking about it. And this is the truth. This is the absolute truth when it comes to my relationship with Mark Klein and Klein's Fine Jewelry. I had promised my wife that I would get her a new ring for our 10-year anniversary. Well, I slipped up a little bit. That happened a couple of years later. But here's the deal. I asked around, who should I go to? And every person that I talked to at this station and otherwise said, check out Klein's Jewelry, man. They have great deals and they're really patient. They're going to show you everything you need and want to know about diamonds and jewelry. So I called Mark, 832-316-1388. 1388, by the way, that's his cell phone number, 832-316-1388. I called him. I went in. I told him what my wife wanted. He got it for us. He had it shipped in from another store. I bought it on the spot because it was an outstanding deal. Let him make you a hero with your wife this holiday season. Get out to Klein's Jewelry and get with Mark Klein. And you can call him. He'll quote you his prices over the phone. He's not ashamed of what his prices are. He will give you a quote over the phone. So whether it's rings, pendants, bracelets, earrings, watches, it doesn't matter if it's jewelry. It's Klein's Jewelry. That's where you need to go for the best deal. Don't waste a bunch of money at a box store at the mall that's got a ton of overhead. He's got one shop, and he takes care of his customers out of that shop better than anybody else in the city of Houston, period. If you're wondering where that shop is, it's 5868 Westheimer. That's where they're located. 832-316-1388 is his cell phone number. You can get more information at KleinsJewelry.com. Guys, be a hero this holiday season. Get your wife something beautiful for Christmas and get it from Klein's Jewelry.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back at hour number one, three-hour show. Usual Suspects on an FYF Friday. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, as you hopefully do each and every day. We'll be joined by the Sports Mappers at 3. But before we get to all that, lots of good stuff to still get to. We were talking a little Monday Night Football, talking about a really bad Jacksonville team and a not-so-good Tennessee Titans team.
Yeah, and we talked about F Yeah Friday, and the F is for funny, and the F is for football, and the F is for freedom with the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And the F is also for flip, as in bat flip.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to go there.
Yeah,
too.
Luis Valbuena, if you hadn't heard, was in a car accident, and he, along with Jose Castillo, were both killed in the car crash. And apparently, there was some speculation that initially they tried to avoid a sliding rock, mm-hmm. and then apparently,
which caused them to go to the other side of the road
and caused the wreck. Yeah, but somebody was saying that apparently that's kind of they suspect that it might be a setup, because they'll do that sometimes where criminals will put a rock out there, force you off the road, and then rob you. Either way, just tragic and unfortunate. And Valbuena was one of those players that I just love to watch play.
Me too.
He had fun. He had a good time playing baseball. His bat flips were epic.
Wasn't going to hit for average, but boy, when he hit him, he had that one great year with the Astros.
When he would get hot,
yep.
There was none. You couldn't stop that dude.
Castillo was also an ex-Astro, but a journeyman playing for about three or four teams in a short amount of time. But Valbuena's a guy, because even after he left the Astros, he was in the division playing with the Angels. And you could tell, every time the Astros played the Angels, the guys just loved him.
Yep.
You know, they would always go out of their way during the game even to talk to him. They didn't mind when he did the bat flips and stuff. They laughed with him. And it just seemed like an overall good guy. And if you look at some of Twitter today and some of the tweets from management of the Astros to the players that have played with him, just a really, really sad deal. He was out of baseball as of August. The Angels let him go, but
He was 33.
They were saying ex-Astro, I mean ex-major leaguer. Someone would have given him a spring training invite. The dude's proven he can play on that level.
Played with Seattle, played with Cleveland, Chicago, Houston, and lastly with the Angels. 33 years old. Castillo was a little older at 37. Like you said, he was a bit of a journeyman and played with Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Houston briefly. But and they were both playing in Venezuela in the Venezuelan Professional Baseball League.
So they had just played a game, and they were actually driving to another city in which they were going to play another game. And that's when they did this whole, whether you call it a rock slide, which, as you said, people have mentioned that the criminals there try to start a rock slide, and when traffic is diverted off the road,
I'm not suggesting that is the case.
Right.
I'm just saying
it has been rumored as one of the things.
Yeah, one of the interns was suggesting that sometimes that will occur over there. So it could be. Of course, that's all speculation. Just what we do know is that he was in a car accident and passed.
Yeah.
Very sad. Very tragic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So rest in peace, Luis Valbuena and Ed Castillo. But very, very sad news. I saw it this morning, and I immediately kind of just was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, from all indications, work, great dude. And he had one really good year for the Astros.
He
wasn't going to hit 300, but boy, he had a lot of pop in his bat that year.
He did. Especially with that short fence, that short porch hitting from the left side in Minute Maid.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Definitely had some pop.
Okay, so let's try and pick up the spirits of the folks after that one, because that was kind of sad. So definitely we won't touch.
So
on
we're not going to. I was going to say, we're not
touching on the Rockets then.
No.
So I did see this. Speaking of the Astros, ESPN put an article. ESPN.com put out an article this morning about trades they'd like to see, and then they gave options for different players, and then had people vote on them. But the ones that involved Astros kind of intrigued me. Would you be okay with one of the trades that they suggested, which would be to send Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs to the Astros? And they said the Cubs should ask for either Cionel Perez, Framber Valdez, or maybe another pitching prospect that obviously isn't forced. But I'd be fine with that. If you want Cionel Perez for Kyle Schwarber, and you put Schwarber in his versatility, who has caught in his career, can play the outfield. But Schwarber, when he obviously doesn't come to Minute Maid often, but when he does, he's had a field day with the short porch and the dimensions of Minute Maid Park. I think Kyle Schwarber would be a nice fit.
I know a lot of people love Schwarber. I've never been that big on the guy.
Boy, he's got a lot of pop.
He does, but he that's it. Like, he is literally a three outcome guy, and that can be great at times, but I think you have enough pop on this team. If you're not enough, but I don't think you need to add a guy that's all he has.
But are you that high on Cionel Perez? You're not giving up
No, but I think you can do better than that is my point. I think you can do better than Schwarber if you're going to start making trades. Okay, I think you can go out there and get a better bat to play first base.
Okay.
I like who they have at first base more than I like Schwarber, to be honest with you.
Well, but he doesn't have to play first base. He could be your left fielder, or he could be an outfielder, utility outfielder, and DH. He could be your DH.
Honestly, I think I would rather have some speed in the outfield.
So then let him be your DH.
Okay. I mean, I guess your DH is hitting 230. You're good with a DH that's 230 and 25 bombs. That's not great. That's okay.
It's not any different than what you have.
You know what that is? That's Evan Gattis.
I was going to say, that's Gattis.
So why start trading away guys for a guy that you already have that you could have just kept, that you know? This is the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Cheaper.
Cheaper and younger, but yep. I don't know. Schwarber's not a guy that I would put on my radar.
Okay, then let me try you on this one.
Okay.
All right, the Diamondbacks, who we talked about yesterday, we're going to be shopping Zach Greinke. If, and in fact, this is part of the deal, what I think it has to be part of the deal, Arizona already knows they're going to have to take on a good portion of Greinke's contract, but Greinke to the Astros for either Josh James, Forrest Whitley, Framber Valdez. You good with that? Now, I'm not giving up. I've evidently, Luno's not giving up Whitley. I don't want to give up Josh James. But if I give up Framber Valdez for 3 years of Zach Greinke and Arizona takes a good portion of that contract, I'm fine with that.
Are they taking they said that they would take the contract?
They said Arizona realizes they would have to take substantial amounts of that contract back.
So you have to consider this numbers-wise. Greinke really hasn't fallen off all that much. He did have 11 losses, and he hadn't lost double digits since like 2010, and that's okay because it wasn't like Arizona was, you know, they were in a tough division. You're going to lose a lot of games in the division that they played in. So I have no problem with that. His ERA was the same. WHIP was the same. I just worry because he is getting older, and when you look at a guy like Josh James, at Greinke at 35 – I don't know if I would make that trade either, unless you're serious about you're going to add Greinke to replace Keuchel, and I think that's a fair swap. I'm good with that. I
think Greinke's stuff is better than Keuchel.
I think Greinke's more reliable. I think ceiling is the roof-wise, Keuchel might be at this point. He has a better ceiling as the roof, but as far as overall output and what you're going to get on a consistent game in and game out, year in and year out basis, I think Greinke has proven to be more consistent, at least. You know what you're going to get from him.
I'm with all.
You're going to get 15 wins and a 3.20, 3.30 ERA every year. And Keuchel is going to win you a Cy Young or go out there and give up 4.5, 5 runs a game.
In the first inning.
Yeah, that too. So
Greinke can DH for you,
if Greinke, that's true. If Greinke is your replacement for Keuchel, I'm on board with that.
I would love that.
But if he's your replacement for Verlander going forward or something like that, you're going to have to do better than that.
Well, the winter meetings haven't even started yet, and things are heating up all over the place. Guys are starting to sign with teams and be talked about with teams. So interesting to see what Jeff Luhnow and his staff have up their sleeve and hopefully pull off between now and the end of the winter meetings. With that said, we see you, John. We'll get to you after the break as we start hour number two. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with a lot more on the agenda, so don't you go anywhere. This is The Usual Suspects. We are ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.